of cares and anxieties. Matra, objects of sense enjoyment. Spasha, senses. Ichaya, by desires. Muhu, all this. Bhavasindhu, the ocean of nations. We have one Bhavasindhu, that's another thing with a long A. It's the ocean of Bhava, but Bhavasindhu, the ocean of nations. Plavaha, boat. Drishtaha, experienced. Haricharya, activities of Hari, the personality of Godhead. Anuvananam, constant recitation. Vishaka, I'm seeing you where the books is. Kannst du mir bitte, da müsste so ein Songbuch sein. Ein Songbuch, ein Liederbuch. Am liebsten in Englisch. Und den Text Vibhavari Shesha bitte aufschlagen. Ja? Am besten Englisch. I'm very sorry, but night was a little short. Ist es da? Was? Dann müssen wir es Bhakta Priya. Then we will Bhakta Priya will get it. Also in Englisch, haben wir das denn überhaupt in Englisch? Oh ja. Ja, ich habe den Karuna bewahren. Ja, oh ja, denn lass Rolf weiß, dass es mit Sicherheit da ist. This is the sweet German language. Hare Krishna. So, please focus now. It is a very nice, inspiring, and very instructive verse translation. It is, who is speaking? This is Narada Muni who is talking to Vyasadeva. He says, Narada Muni says, it is personally experienced by me, personal experience, that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects can cross the ocean of nations on a most suitable boat, the constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. Purport. The symptoms of a living being is that he cannot remain silent even for some time. He must be doing something, thinking of something, or talking about something. Generally, the materialistic man think and discuss about subjects which satisfy their senses. But as these things are exercised under the influence of the external illusory energy, such sensual activities do not actually give them any satisfaction. On the contrary, they become full of cares and anxieties. This is called Maya, or what is not. That which cannot give them satisfaction is accepted as an object for satisfaction. So Narada Muni, by his personal experience, says that satisfaction for such frustrated beings engaged in sense gratification is to chant always the activities of the Lord. Vielen Dank. The point is that the subject matter, this is important, we have to say it properly. The point is that the subject matter only should be changed. No one can check the thinking activities of a living being, nor the feeling, willing, or working processes. But if one wants actual happiness, one must change the subject matter only. So wonderful, how clear Prabhupada is. No? Instead of talking of the politics of a dying man, one might discuss the politics administered by the Lord himself. This plan, that plan, and on the battle of Kurukshetra, he moved the parties in this way. Very good. Instead of Prabhupada now talks about things which usually are very much in the mind. He starts with politics. Then he talks about cinema. And instead of relishing activities of the cinema artists, one can turn his attention to the activities of the Lord with his eternal associates like the gopis and Lakshmis. The Almighty Personality of Godhead, by his causeless mercy, descends on the earth and manifests activities almost on the line of the worldly men, but at the same time extraordinarily, because he is almighty. He does so for the benefit of all conditioned souls, so that they can turn their attention to transcendence. By doing so, the conditioned soul will gradually be promoted to the transcendental position and easily cross the ocean of nations, the source of all miseries. This is stated from personal experience by such an authority as Sri Narada Muni. And we can have the same experience if we begin to follow the footsteps of the great sage, the dearmost devotee of the Lord. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Askatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Everything which has to be said or can be said, the Hare Krishna mantra, my dear Lord, please engage me in your loving service again. There was a very dear god brother of Srila Prabhupada who visited him and Vrindavan. In the last time, it was very clear how affectionate they dealt with each other, that he was very close to Srila Prabhupada. And this god brother, when he was asked a question, he would sometimes very philosophical questions like the Westerners can do with very complicated things, he would just laugh and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That was his answer. Yeah, true answer. Everything can be solved on the level of transcendence. Here Narada Muni talks about this to Vyasadeva. He talks from personal experience. Sometimes, Prabhupada writes this in a purport, the spiritual master will talk from his own personal experience to make a point to his disciple. An example of this is to be found here when Narada Muni instructs Srila Vyasadeva from his very personal experience. Another example which is also very, very endearing is how Gop Kumar talks about his own journey to the spiritual world when he wants to encourage his disciple to progress in Krishna consciousness and so on. A personal example is very important in spiritual life. It's it said before prachar means preaching, there must be achar or personal behavior. Achar means good behavior. Not acha, but achar. Here the statement is from personal experience that if one has anxieties and worries, which is there as long as you have a material body and your senses want something from this world, your mind is full of desires, and so on. As long as this is going on, as long as you are a restless soul, which is pushed by the material energy, there will be cares and anxieties. The world will never do us the favor to fulfill our desires. It will give us the lie, do this, and you will be satisfied. Maya is lying and making this impression, but it will never fulfill the promise. It's not, this place is not meant for becoming materially satisfied. The more we go into this world with this expectation, the more we are entering the unlimited ocean of anxieties. And it is interesting for us preachers, whenever we meet the so-called successful people, this happens from time to time, when we visit a rich man's house and so on, we can, and we are sitting together with this person in a personal way, you know, very, he feels confident to open his heart, he invariably tells us of his cares and anxieties. All is our experience. So Narada Muni here gives the solution how to cross over the cares and anxieties of material existence. And Srila Prabhupada makes this very practical and brings it very much to the point. Narada Muni says one should constantly change the chant of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, brings this home to us. He says the ordinary person is interested to speak about things and hear things. This always must be going on, thinking and hearing. But if we wish to cross over anxieties, we must only change the subject matter of our thinking, feeling, and willing or working. We must only change the subject matter. And I would like to discuss this now. I would like to give a further explanation of this, which is, you will see from whom this explanation comes. You will know by the explanation the heartbeat of the person who is explaining this. I want to discuss a little bit the question of prayer. When we are, this may appear totally unrelated, but you will soon see, prayer is a very potent form of devotional service. It's called Vandanam. It's a time where the devotee focuses his mind entirely on his relationship to Krishna, because he addresses the Lord in some ways. And now the question which is raised is, what is better, personal prayer or praying according to the authorized prayers given by great personalities like Lord, like Prahlad Maharaj prays to Narsingha Dev, Bhishma Dev, Dhruva Maharaj, and so on? What is better, personal prayer or following another one's prayer? Before you think about it deeply, I will ask the question further. We hear of both, that there is personal prayer. We should not do the mistake which is the black and white mentality, that only one thing is possible. There's certainly both types of prayers. So maybe we should not ask what is better, but we should maybe ask the question, what is the advantage of personal prayer and what could be the disadvantage of personal prayer? You may think, what's the disadvantage? How can there be a disadvantage in turning to the Lord? You just said, when you turn to the Lord, you should do this. It's a personal contact, it's a personal relationship. Yes, the question is not an easy question, I admit. It requires deep thought. Maybe it's too heavy for a day after a festival. Are you into? Can you think on this subject, or is it too? Because some of you might say, "Well, why do I have to listen to this in a morning class? It's so such a side point. Talk about something important, please. Something major, a major subject." You will see how this little innocent question will open a very, very important realm of thought. I will ask a little bit more, because I want to provocate my audience to think deeply. Well, I'm now the skeptic. I'm a skeptic. You Hare Krishnas are... You sometimes are not your own persons. You repeat so much tradition. You walk in so many forms. Look at your dress. It's so uniform. All the same, you know, more or less same. Actually, I can't really see that, but sometimes people say like that. At least they address the frisuras. It's the same frisura, same hairdress. And I talked to one of you Hare Krishnas, and it seemed to me he was just repeating the scriptures. And your main mantra, it's not like in some esoteric societies where each one gets his mantra. By the way, it's only 10 different mantras from which, or 20 from which are chosen, and so on. You all chant the same. Where's your individuality? And I have even heard that in the most personal thing, the prayer, you are taught from the lecture seat that you should repeat prayers of acharyas. I have read a purport of Prabhupada, your teacher, who said it is more valuable to chant authorized prayer. So now comes my question. What is the advantage of personal prayer? Let us first go to this. I think our skeptic has a good point. We want to be individuals who offer our own service to Krishna. Let us ask the easy question. What is the advantage of personal prayer? Vishnumurti and then Igor. Yes, we become aware, and it awakens our personal relationship to Krishna. any other. What is the advantage of personal prayer? Please don't deal with it only intellectually. Think about when you pray personally. Are you sometimes doing this? I think we are doing this during Darshant and so on. Ivo. Yeah. We can ask Krishna a very personal question, which is deeply in our own mind. Mm-hmm. That is. We feel a relief because we unburdened our burdened heart to the Lord, and now we feel relief, and there is also some reciprocation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we have much concentration in this prayer because it is certainly connected with our personal life. Johanna? Yes, it comes from the deepest side of the heart, I think. I feel purified. Because it's quite a struggle. Krishna fulfills all desires, and we can ask him to give us spiritual desires. I think from this short feedback, we can know that there is a great benefit in personalized prayers. And Srila Prabhupada has given a lovely quote, which I cannot, I don't have the text right here, but he says something to the following effect. Whatever is in your heart, present it to the Lord. Bring your personal subject to the Lord. He will talk to you. Provided you are a servant. He does not talk to a nonsense. He says like this. Yes, we have a good teacher who tells us how to go about. Yes. What could be, if any, only if you know and if you are convinced, a disadvantage of a personal prayer, so that we find a reason to follow the teachings of an acharya or follow the, no, this is not how to express it, so that we think it's more worthwhile if I for instance repeat the prayers of a great soul. Mm-hmm. When we have the right, I'm always giving interpretations of answers. If our prayers are not in line with the prayers of the acharyas, we might be in danger to ask for the wrong thing. We can bind ourselves more to the material world. Mm-hmm. Any idea? We are always in our own little turf. Yes. When the acharyas pray, they are on the transcendental platform. We can link with this, whereas in our case, this is not true. Mm-hmm. Some of you are not yet with the subject, I can see. Gaurashiromani.
Yeah.
Yes, when we remain in our own little world, now I make, like, I like to give an interpretation, we only see ourselves and not Krishna. Very simply put. Let us keep in mind the advantages of personal prayers, which I think everyone will have no difficulty with, but let us, I want to talk a little bit on self-centeredness and Krishna-centeredness. The whole point of spiritual life is to put Krishna in the center. As long as we do not really put Krishna into the center, we will have to put something else in the center. Enter Lord Brahma it is explained in the Chatur Shloki to Lord Brahma that whatever you put in the center, which belongs to Krishna, will only cause anxieties to you and worries. As we have often heard, there is one place in our heart which is an empty hole as long as we do not fill it with the only object, you could say, who belongs into this place, and that is Krishna. This is something which is so difficult for the conditioned soul to believe, and it's so difficult for the Hare Krishna movement, although it's there in the movement's name. Both in the informal Hare Krishna movement and in the formal International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Krishna Consciousness. Huh? If you want to be a spiritualist, you must learn to fill this place in the heart with Krishna. The understanding which we have at the present moment of our identities and of our needs is based on an illusory concept of life, and that is that we are identical with the body. So, of all the prayers which we chant, we have a main prayer which goes like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is our main prayer. And especially when you want to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, you will have to learn to put yourself a little aside. You will have to learn to be attentive to the sounds of only this mantra. For most of the devotees, I'm very sorry to say this, the Hare Krishna mantra is a background music to their mind. This is not chanting. In fact, Krishna is not there if you chant like this. Do you think God will come just by come? No, not even you will come when someone goes like this. You must learn in the practice of sadhana of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra to put Krishna in the center, and that means just very simply to give him attention. When you are a guest to someone, then you feel very, very nicely cared for when your host concentrates on your needs. Do you? I have this very often, this experience of very wonderful hosts. That, what do you need? Maybe a glass of water before. Do you need an alarm clock? Do you need anything we can do? We are ready. then you feel, well, welcome. Do you like to stay there? And you don't even want to go from there. So in the same way, when Krishna is cared for attentively by the devotee, then Krishna comes and does not wish to go any longer. This is the whole art of praying, to not put yourself in the center, but to put Krishna totally in the center. Once you have, and to come to this, my dear devotees, you have to be prepared to arrange your life in such a way that it is possible. Prabhupada once said, and I heard it from a few sources, I have not yet read it, but the sources seem to be so reliable that we can take it as true. Prabhupada once said, it took me 30 years to perfect my chanting. Hare Krishna. Some work is ahead of us. It doesn't just come for a neophyte Westerner who sits down. Hare Krishna. What's next? It comes when you practice yoga. Yoga means the art of connection. The yogis who want connection with the higher realities go through so much problem. Oh, the Ashtanga yoga practices, which start with yam and niyam, and asana and pratyahara, it's all so complicated. So very, very demanding. We are also yogis. Do you know that Krishna refers to the bhakti yogis as yogis, the highest yogis even? Do you think we can just run away from all these from the principle of endeavoring hard and giving our best? Our endeavor must take a certainly different and much more easier form than just going into a pretzel and doing pranayama and doing these ferocious exercises. But we also must endeavor. And it comes to us in the chanting. If you, Rupa Goswami says, the tongue of someone who is afflicted by ignorance may not like the chanting, but if he again and again takes to the chanting, then the problem will be solved. Just like a jaundiced person can taste the sugar again as sweet if he takes and takes and takes sugar. This is how Rupa Goswami describes it. And I think you have heard the example often enough, so that I don't need to explain it. When we do chanting, please learn the art to shift from your own little conditioned and illusory world to the great world of Krishna by putting him in the center. If you learn this art, the chanting will work for you. If you don't learn it, it can be even dangerous, the spiritual practices. Here, I really don't want to go so much in the detail. But I'm just reading from a brain surgeon. Anyways, it's not for the Bhagavatam class. It's an intellectual subject. We want to hear something spiritual and not something relative in the Bhagavatam class. If you are engaged in spiritual practice, but you don't practice properly, it can be like a razor's edge. We have heard this from Katha Upanishad. The spiritual path is sharp like a razor's edge. If you don't handle the razor properly, it can be problematic for you. There are, unfortunately, I've seen in Serbia, there are some examples. I don't know if in Germany, I don't want to also go in this difficult subject. There are devotees who develop some irregularities in the mind, who became severely disturbed even. This was the razor's edge, which was not properly used, according to subject. These practices are extremely powerful things which we have in our hands. For instance, a yajna. Have you noticed yesterday that we were calling God into the fire? And then we say, then the priest afterwards said, please excuse me if I did anything wrong. And then this is, was not what you were seeing, because this is usually not, you're not explained. Then he made a gesture that now you, not you can, not you can leave. How will you say this to God? But now the yajna is over, and then goodbye, or something like this. This is so powerful. And those who have spiritual eyes, they can see. There's really a divine presence there. I think we felt yesterday, all as guests of the ceremony. I mean, I felt myself as a very as a guest as well in some functions. Although I was taking part in the function, I saw I was a guest to a divine appearance of the Lord, who were now who was now there to accept the gifts, the offerings of grains of these sincere Vaishnavas and one Vaishnavis. That is very, that's not something small. Something you go about, let's go, I hope, or let's hear the names. This is not what's going on there. Krishna is coming. I want to give you an example of the external and the internal vision of a yajna. We had a very nice yajna in some country. I don't want to say the name, because if those who were there, they might go to the. Sometimes devotees are not so so full of tact, and so on. We had a yajna in some country, and. I remember that there were two types of persons. Some were really ergriffen or moved, wow, and they were saying the things and so on. And the others were just running to the window, and for them it was just a smoky affair. Smoky affair. Srila Prabhupada once talked about this in relationship to Ratha Yatra. He said, someone may say, what is this all about? There is a wooden cart, ein hölzerner Wagen. There is a wooden image of a god, Jagannath. It is a wooden affair. This will become a sleepy affair if we don't open the window quick. Jai Gopal is giving strong indications of a sleep deprivation, also Schlafverzicht yet. Please, to save us for a few more minutes. So it's all a wooden affair. What is this dancing and enthusiasm all about? And then Prabhupada said, no, this festival is a conductor of the spiritual energy. This is Lord is coming, whoop, and he is there in the parade, blessing everyone. And that is the reason why it is so wonderful, even for non-devotees who lie in the street and who go, wow, very good. So you must take care that your chanting and praying does not become a verbal affair only. You must take care that it becomes a spiritual affair. You must take care that your yajna is not a smoky affair only. That your life is not a smoky life. You must take care that you go into the depths. And that's And I wanted to start this subject with such an innocent prayer, a question: what is the relative value of personal and other prayer where you follow the authorities? If you wish to come out of your little prison life, you must learn the art to become Krishna-centered, to put him in the center. And it starts really with your chanting. That's the easiest and most merciful form of Krishna. We read yesterday from Namashtakam how of the two, the form of the Lord and the name of the Lord, who are really one, the name is more merciful. So if you do not learn this, you have not even started your presence in the Hare Krishna movement. And you should not complain if you have difficulties to follow regulative principles in your life, to follow discipline and so on. Please don't complain at Prabhupada's lotus feet. He has explained the proper method. It is up to for us to follow. It's not easy to follow an acharya, a great soul, who is on such a different level. Like if I would make a jogging with Harvey. Harvey is so dynamic, I would not be able to follow him. He will run and say, how will I follow him? He will soon lose him out of sight, and so on. So a great soul, to follow him is not easy. And therefore the souls are very merciful and compassionate. But their compassion only extends to those who try. How can they help someone who goes like, I don't want to be helped. I have decided to not follow you any longer. How will there be any benefit? So please make this point your own point in life. I can't really... I will go now a little peaceful. I admit it is difficult for me to talk about this with so many stories, because I said to you, this lecture is a lecture from the heart, and I only can tell my heart is not very elevated, but there's this urgent need to say, please follow the process. Please know you have a razor blade in your hand. If you don't do it, if you continue to not do it in some ways, even details are important. Obviously, what someone does in one, we have to do according to our ability on our stage. But we must do whatever we can do on our stage, and do that well. If there's a guest who chants four rounds, wonderful. Please chant four concentrated rounds. You anyways use the time. If there's someone who has given the initiation vow, I will chant 16 rounds. Please do that in a concentrated way. The Grihasthas have other rules of conduct in relationship to women than the Brahmacharis. Don't be a fake Brahmachari or a fake Brahmacharini or a Grihastha who goes even beyond the concessions which are given to him by the merciful Lord. You must do it properly so that the process can work. You must use the shaving instrument, the razor blade, properly, so that there will be great benefit and not even a single drop of blood. Yesterday, a devotee came to me, and I want to thank this devotee very much from my heart, and told me something which I thought was very nice, very relevant, and I have to congratulate the devotee for his courage. The devotee said to me, it was very blissful and very strong to be initiated, but I see how my mind revolves. I am now Krishna Devi Dasi. I'm no longer, what is the good? Slavica. As you know, I'm using different words for discrete reasons. And this is hard to swallow. Yes, you have recognized the fact. The mental, the mind and the constant mental desires which cause us only anxieties and cares. Yes, yes, it is. You are now Krishna Devidasi. It means something. You can go to a Sanskrit expert. He will give you the same answer as a spiritual master. It means this means that you are servant of God. Yes. Tanya has come to pick us up, to go to us who are sunken and low, and offered us a helpful help. It's so nice. So now I want to conclude the festival with something very conclusive. I want you to chant. We will all chant now. We will sit in a different direction. We will chant facing the deities, like we always sit. And we will have Srila Prabhupada's japa in the background. What I would suggest, Nitai is our sound engineer, that we chant, we first hear for about 2 or 3 minutes the sound vibration produced by Prabhupada. We just hear it. And then I will give you a sign to lower the volume, and then we will try to chant in the mood as if we were with these devotees. Please, before you all, please just, I need to explain the exercise before you all get into your positions. Vastin? Ach so, oder, ach, was haben wir von Tape? Was? Kannst du mal anspielen? Yes. Hare Krishna. This is a tape which I use for preaching to bring people, not to devotees, but to outsiders. It's just the voice. What is it? Is it the initiation, or is it the when Prabhupada was sitting in a room chanting with devotees? Can you bring the tape and we can listen to it? You can listen for a moment to my tape, preaching tape. Yeah, yeah, bitte bring that. It's something where it's really what is called a concession which we do in preaching. We use a tape which for the listener calms the mind down so that he can access the sound vibration. It is admittingly a preaching trick. It's a material help, so to say, but yes, we do so many things to bring people to the water. Now what we will do is we will not use it. Some of you might are leaving us. So I wanted to, as we are going about with this, those of you who have to leave us, I want to say goodbye to you. No, you're not. You're getting just your beebacks. Good. Let me, before this exercise starts, do something else. I want to, from the core of my heart, thank you very, very much for coming to this festival. I know for some of you it was very difficult to come. You had to push other things aside to make this choice to attend the festival. I want to also say to those who are in a who feel bad that they couldn't make it. Those of you who wanted to come and couldn't make it, bear with us all the time. Those of you who did not want to come, you were not at the festival, but you can decide to be with us on the festival by listening to the tapes, if you wish. Don't worry, those of you who could not come and who wanted to come. You were there. We are a spiritual movement. We are not materialists who put everything on travels and so on. Yes. Another thing is, soon I will send you an interesting letter, how the festival was for me. Please read it. It will be posted in a conference. Also, on Nityananda's appearance day, that was yesterday, at 11:32, which is an auspicious time to start things, I was informed. We started the web page, Sharanagati. It's now on the internet. We just put it in. I would be very, very, very thankful if you respect my desire that those of you who wish to be connected with me do this by either listening to lectures, except for this lecture, I prepare my lectures, and to really try to give the best what I can do, and think about it. So please accept this service of mine. There's a Sharanagati Tape Ministry. If you are a computer man or woman and you like to go in email, we have done this conference for you. It is hard work to always contribute for these devotees. And please honor this hard work. I'm sorry to break you like this. Look into it. And you could make a little advertisement, because there will be two aspects in the Sharanagati. One is for a limited circle, and the other is for the unlimited circle. The limited circle, means limited by numbers, will be the disciple conference, and you will need to apply to be a member of the disciple conference to see if only those who wish to be disciples, they are in this. This will be a small circle, naturally. And then there is the unlimited circle. That is nice preaching points. We always want to bring nice Krishna katha, nice things, tips which help you to help, are just very handy. It won't be for neophytes. It won't be like you are not the body. It has to be also explained, the subject, from time to time. But it will be quite interesting. At least we want to do this. And if you have any ideas how to make it more interesting, please help us. We want to make it really fantastic, even slideshows and videos. Now we can't do it because you need to be rich to get such a machine which can show you slides on the computer. Most of us are very poor. But you will see, the computer technology will advance, and maybe soon a poor man can also be sufficiently polluted by internet. Hare Krishna. So we want to put something positive in internet. There are many very good conferences already which are certainly so good that we can never match them. For instance, there's a nice email newsletter. It's called Krishna Kathamrita Bindu, with very nice Krishna conscious katha and so on. And so on. There are many very nice. Don't just limit yourself to Sharanagati. They're much better. But also look sometimes at Sharanagati. We hope to serve you with something nice. Mm-hmm. Nice preparation. Yes. Anything else? Maybe Gaura Bhavani Bistudar? Yeah. Do you need to say something? Because we will just now chant. something very small. Ja. Oder passt das jetzt nicht? Was? Passt nicht so. Guru Bhavadi will talk after some time, something practical. Good. Okay, did I make myself understood? Please follow the process. That's all what I want to say. All we are saying, please practice the process. Understand it, ask critical questions, analyze it, convince yourself, clear the doubts, but then ultimately you must decide to follow, to experience Krishna consciousness. Good. Thank you very, very much. We will now sit like we used to sit. Mataji is on that side, and the Prabhu is on the other side, and we will hear.